Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 14th, 2008. Today's message is titled, Hope Does Not Disappoint. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we enjoy sharing God's Word and hopefully bringing a bit of biblical perspective and encouragement into your lives each weekday morning. The scripture text today is from Romans chapter 5, the latter part of verse 2 all the way through verse 5.
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
I am in close contact with a friend who has been undergoing a very fiery trial over the last several weeks. It has been a racking experience for him as he has endured severe blows, yet he is demonstrating a remarkable faith, a persevering spirit, and godly character in the midst of his time of trial. This was evident in a fervent prayer of intercession I heard him share with other believers recently. I'm sure many of you have heard of a lecture titled The Last Lecture by Randy Pasch, which is very popular on the internet now. Randy is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and is a very engaging and colorful speaker. But what has made the lecture so popular is that Pasch gave it while dealing with a very severe form of pancreatic cancer. He had been told he had only months to live. Although he does not express faith in Christ, his outlook is very upbeat. How much more should we, as believers in Christ, have a hope-filled outlook that originates from the genuine eternal hope given to us by God? In the lecture, Pasch essentially shares his childhood dreams and the many ways in which his life has been fulfilling. I found great spiritual application in an observation he made. Experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. I'm going to read that again. Experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. Well, that sure got me thinking. Throughout life, we accumulate a great deal of experience, since we all share the common testimony of not always getting what we want, or even perhaps what we feel God surely would have wanted for us. At times, this means we undergo trials, and as our life progresses, we will have a growing collection of trials.
We've all been disappointed by situations that just didn't work out as we had planned. Most likely, each of us has had several profound disappointments in life and many lesser ones. But the experience we endure along the way is invaluable and part of God's plan to shape our spirit and produce Christ-like character. A phrase from a song written in the 70s by Gordon Jensen continues to feed both Stephen and my spirit. And it goes like this. When grief has left you low, it causes tears to flow. When things have not turned out the way that you had planned, God will not forget you. His promises are true. Tears are a language God understands.
Brooksine didn't read the part of the text, but I'll point out that we first got married. That was a very contemporary song at the time, and it was one of the ones that Brooksine did as she was developing her musical ministry. I don't always understand the biblical truth expressed in the daily verse, quite frankly. Specifically, I have trouble rejoicing in suffering. What about you? But the equation is a progression of godly traits and is interrelated. I'll read that pertinent part of the passage. Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. The last two characteristics result from the first two. I want godly character, and I sure want eternal hope, but according to the scripture, they are the end result of suffering and perseverance.
I doubt that it is in the nature of any believer to sincerely rejoice because of suffering. But rather, we rejoice because we are confident that our loving God is in control. The eventual outcome in our lives will be good as we yield our will to the will of the Father. A maturing spiritual outlook realizes that this time of suffering is a part of God's plan in forming the character of Christ within us.
So, podcast listener, in faith, cling to a phrase from the last portion of our scripture today. Read it slowly and appropriate it to your need today, and I'll do so twice in this last paragraph. That phrase is, hope does not disappoint us. The ultimate hope we have in Christ will not disappoint. 1,000 years into eternity, or 1,000,000 for that matter, no one is going to regret having placed their hope in Christ. May God give each of us the awareness that our times of suffering do indeed work for our good, providing us with deep assurance that hope does not disappoint.
Heavenly Father, we live in your grace that enables us to seek you more diligently, as you produce in us a persevering spirit in the midst of adversity. Instead of driving us to hopeless despair, our suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces proven character, whereas proven character brings about a mature hope that turns our disappointments into rejoicing. You have poured out your love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit and brought assurance to our spirit. The image of Christ is seen in our lives through the character traits you grow in us as we die to ourselves and live for you. Keep us faithful and hopeful during the painful process. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for our podcast that we prepared and are sharing with you now on Monday morning, April 14th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we have several photos up that we hope will further bless any that like photos. We also have a number of songs that we've placed up available as both video and audio. Some video, some audio, but one I especially want to call your attention to is the one we referred to during the message, Tears Are a Language That God Understands. We have two versions up, both video. One is with the words, another is a female singer with a little bit more meaning singing it. It's really kind of a country sound now. I don't recall it necessarily being a country type sound back in the 70s, but we also have some other music that we hope will further bless and supplement the message today. Have a blessed day. Continue to experience God's grace raining down upon you. And remember, hope does not disappoint.